everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Little Atypical. My name is Alaja. You can call me Lay. By time this is posted, it will be Monday, April 8th, which is the new moon in Aries plus the eclipse. So according to the lunar living book I was reading, Aries moon is known for being brave and bold, and people may desire to take their life on a whole new adventure. What better time than now it is to talk about this? And even if you don't like astrology, believe in astrology, or following the phases of the moon, spring as a season, at least in the Western Hemisphere, it is a season to welcome new beginnings, and it is actually known for rebirth. When trying to think what I wanted to talk about in this episode, I didn't know if I wanted to talk about what I want to let go of or what I want to call in for the season, this new era. And then I decided, why not talk about both? Because honestly, life is a balance. In order to welcome new things in and to allow new energy come in, I also need to say what I'm letting go. If you clicked on this, I'm probably gonna call this something like calling in confidence or main character energy or letting go of insecurity or somewhere in between. But the point of this new season is to go for everything we want. One thing I wanted to talk about is the misconception of main character energy. The other day, I was just kind of scrolling and looking at my Pinterest, and I noticed that one of my posts had a comment. Honestly, the post was doing really well, so I'm not surprised, because I always notice when something is doing really well and has a more larger audience, it tends to also attract a lot of negativity. The picture that I created was listing some of the affirmations I created for one of my open one letters. The open one letter was basically some affirmations I created for people when they start to decenter themselves from their lives. And the reason why I believe it's important to have main character energy is simply because the decisions you make and the actions you take are aligned with the values you have and what feels good and satisfying for you to live your life. So some of the affirmations were like this: confidence is my birthright. I am the main character in my life. I am free to live my life as authentically as possible. And how I think about myself is most important. So honestly, I could see why they probably had the misconception, especially with the last one, because what they wrote was like, oh, if you repeat this every day, you are definitely a narcissist. The thing is, I make content for people who have a growth mindset, who kind of wants to program themselves, work on themselves, not for the sense of pleasing anyone else, but in the sense of becoming more themselves. Because I do think in life, because of whether it's our environment, the friends around us, the family we have, or even like hearing stereotypes about our genders or our race or whatever, it doesn't matter, that we sometimes don't even realize what is actually us or how much of who we are us versus like who we are is who we were conditioned to be. I deleted that comment because I didn't want people who wants that in their life, like main character energy, to start to feel bad about wanting to better themselves. At the end of the day, if you don't listen to the audio, you're probably gonna be confused about that. But in a sense, when I say like how I think about myself is most important, that does not mean that I don't care about other people. And people who say that just means they value how they feel about themselves. They don't care if people don't like them. They don't let that guide their lives. And the thing is, some people have to unlearn that more than other people. And additionally, I kind of hate when people use words without considering what it actually means. Because what narcissism is valuing yourself without empathy to others. This includes being upset when not having special favors or being admired from other people, avoiding situations where you might fail, and belittling others to make themselves feel better or superior, and just an overall lack of empathy. But if you value things like integrity, honesty, collaboration, community, how could you actually be narcissistic? If you value those things, you are just simply living life from what you value and what brings you joy. Because you know what I think about is how many people make decisions because of other people, regardless of how much it makes them hate themselves and their own lives. And I think main character energy, which is honestly a more trendy way of saying live life according to your values. Do things regardless, even if it's a path less taken by others. Don't simply do things that don't align with your morals or values just for the sake of trying to keep everyone else happy. Because truthfully, people are always going to be unhappy about something you do. Even if it makes one person happy, it may make another person miserable. And then you're going to try to accommodate to that person. And then that messes up another person. So it doesn't make sense to trying to keep everyone else happy. But that doesn't mean you're a narcissist for wanting to live life that is satisfying to you. Wanting to have a happy and balanced life. So I just wanted that conversation out before I get into it. Being insecure is so much more detrimental to the society we live in than a person who is simply living their life happily, even if it's not in a way that everyone will find joy in. That being said, I'm going to move on and move the conversation to about insecurities, but I wanted to create a disclaimer. Everyone has insecurities. Our insecurities, a lot of times, don't even stem from us. It stems from the way society traditionally uplifts one thing to bring down another. It is what is passed down from generation to generation. Also, it reminds us at the same time that life works in cycles, that things that were once hated become the next popular thing and get praised next. One example of this I thought of, because it also was mentioned in the burnout book I was reading, was when they talked about Jamaican culture, and also I am Jamaican descent. So in Jamaican culture, being skinny is not necessarily the beauty standard, the preference. They typically prefer someone a little with, you know, some curves. But then if you grew up in a place, like if you were surrounded by people outside of your cultural group for the most part, and if that cultural group has their beauty standard as being skinny, a lot of times there's so much internal insecurity about what should I be, because then you have like your personal beauty standards versus like what's around you and how uncomfortable it is. So regardless of everything, you just feel uncomfortable. Having insecurities is not uncommon, nor is it wrong, but what is kind of not the best thing is when people project their insecurities onto others to make themselves feel better or superior, or simply because they believe that their way of doing things is the only right way. And that there's only one way to go about life. If they truly believe they have to be right, that other people have to be wrong. All this to say that being insecure is never our fault, but it is our responsibility to manage. Because being secure is the best thing you can do for yourself, because secure people respect their own values. Secure people accept people being and living differently than them and wanting different things. Secure people don't intentionally do things they know will hurt another person for a sense of power and security. And secure people aren't bitter towards people for doing the things they dream of, because they are also doing the things that they want. Moving on to why it's important to let go of insecure energy. Being insecure prevents us from living an authentic life and going for the things we want. And another thing that I wanted to highlight is being insecure also prevents us from having genuine connections. I think I talked about that a bit before. I just kind of want to reiterate this point. College for me was supposed to be a time of development, but my own insecurities got in my way after doing some more healing, because I did heal in college, but the things I had to heal from were things that I was experienced from outside of me that I was still internalizing. After graduation, I had to figure out myself all over again. It's because my time in college, even though I was getting good grades, I did not feel comfortable there. I did not feel comfortable in my skin. I was always stressed when going to classes. I didn't want to participate as much. It kind of ruins the point of college because, yes, getting your degree is important. But at some point, when going for a career, they're not going to care about your degree or your grade point average as much. It's going to be about who you know, who you socialize with, and the connections you made during that time. And because of how I was as a high schooler, college was supposed to be that time where I was supposed to learn how to socialize, as odd as that sounds, but actually forming connections and, you know, talking to people first. For a time, I was doing that. I was making connections. I was being more social. Then COVID hit, and then it kind of just felt like reverting back into myself, but then also learning how things really affect me and new ways of thinking and being. So then it was just kind of like a healing time because I wasn't focused taking care of myself in other ways, that then once I did go back to school in person, then I just felt so uncomfortable, so in my head, and then I just couldn't get past that to make more connections, to do the big things. Because if you want to do big things in your life, part of it is how you show up. And every time I showed up at school, it was insecure energy. It was, I did not want to talk to anyone because I did not want to be there. It wasn't, I was doubting myself. I was doubting my value. I was doubting if I made the right choice. I was second guessing myself. And it was just such low vibe energy. And because of that, it is so important for me now that life post-graduation, that I focus more on becoming the most secure version of myself. Because I do think when we talk about main character energy, personal development, and all the things like that, people think it's solely because we don't like ourselves. When that's not the case, I just want to find me, like the authentic version of me, that just wasn't curated by another person or my environment or the stereotypes that exist or because of this or because of that. I just want to find me and live as her and exist as her and connect, because obviously she's me. Obviously, if I can imagine her, envision her, she exists, you know, because those thoughts just don't form from something that doesn't exist. But it does take practice. It does take, in my opinion, the biggest thing that can close the gap between who you are versus who you know you're meant to be is your mindset. Also, before I get too much into, I just want to close off the part about insecurity, talking about the different ways people project insecurity. I just listed some things that either I witnessed within myself, but there are probably so many other ways. And if I noticed that in other people, the first thing is know-it-all energy, constantly trying to prove themselves and over-explaining. Another way people project insecure energy is criticizing others for doing things that they want. Third way is always jumping to the worst reasoning, kind of taking things too personally. Like when I say that one, I'm kind of thinking about when if someone doesn't answer you or stuff like that, when you jump to like, oh, I'm so annoying, that's why they're not answering. It's not like, oh, they're probably just doing something. They're probably preoccupied with something important to them. Like, no, you jump to it and think like, oh, it's you. When really it probably isn't. Okay, so the next thing is being closed-minded, and the final thing I want to mention is being unable to be present simply because you're fixated on your appearance or your actions. So that's like when you are like with your friends and you're like, everyone is so pretty, but I look so bad, or, you know, or they say something and then they get quiet after they say something because then they assume what they said was stupid and they're like, oh my God, why did I say that? And they are fixating on what they just said and they're no longer present. They're now in their head. But one thing I wanted to conclude with this episode is kind of embrace main character energy. The reason why I started thinking about this is because maybe how much I've been loving reading lately, but I was reading AGGGTM series by Holly Jackson because I don't want to say the full name because I don't know if I'm able to, if I'm going to put this on YouTube. But anyways, I'm not going to spoil it, but I liked the main character. And you could tell I liked this book because even though it's written in third person, I enjoyed it so much. So the main character is Pip. And the thing is, through the book, you can kind of see her struggling with, she's kind of caught between being the person other characters want her to be versus being who she is and who she knows she is deep down, because it's not as likable or anything like that. And you do see her with more positive values, like she values truth and justice, but at the same time, people would see the actions she does as hypocritical to those things and completely different, completely opposing the values that she stands for. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because being human is contradictive. It is not as straightforward, and sometimes it's a paradox. So main character energy is not about thinking you're the most important person in the world, but just honoring your values, your perspective is very important to yourself. And for example, like if you value money, like people would probably think that blank statement is greedy and, you know, evil, because some people do believe that money is the root of all evil. But if you value money and want to accomplish wealth because doing that means you can take care of your parents when they age, that you can have wealth set up for your future children so they don't have to worry about wealth, so they don't go about life doing things they don't want to do for money. If you want to have that to be helpful to your spouse, friends, family members, or just simply people part of a cause that you really care about. All this to say, we all have our reasons for wanting to do things. And sometimes the path we do see are very limited because of upbringing and like environment. But all this to say that the only way to move through life more confidently, passionate, and curious is to find ways that can help you get to those places. And in my opinion, mindset, especially main character energy, is the best way to do that. So if you feel selfish or bad about developing yourself or wanting new things for yourself, only you know your reasonings for doing things and going about things. And I want you to embrace that energy in this era of life. So with that being said, the card pull for this episode, I actually used a new deck. It's called the Believe in Your Own Magic Oracle deck. And before I started recording, the card I pulled was number 5, which is the Star card. And it says, you can manifest your wish. It's time for you to take your goals and turn them into reality. Create that dream board, wish on those shooting stars, write in a daily manifestation journal, cast a small or large spell. The universe is waiting to give you exactly what you deserve, given that it's best for everyone involved. Keep in mind that you also need to believe that you deserve it. And I thought that was a great way to end off talking about main character energy, because this is a reminder. Going for what you want doesn't necessarily mean you have to hurt or harm anyone. It's all about your intentions. It's all about your beliefs, and you don't have to feel bad about doing the things that make you feel passionate, full, satisfied, and just makes you wake up every day not being a miserable person. Because a lot of times miserable people take it out on other people. So it's actually better for our society. To end off, what I am grateful for is honestly getting more rest. I've been getting a lot more sleep lately. I don't know if it's because I've been much more organized and I finally figured out what works for me. I just feel so much more, I guess, energized, and I just never felt this energized in my life, even as a kid, which is weird. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to check out my other content across platforms. I write blog posts, post on YouTube, obviously the podcast too. I also really like posting on Pinterest, so all that information will be in the description box. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. It would mean a lot to me. And have a good day, evening, or night. And I will talk to you again soon. And if you are watching the eclipse today, please be careful. Okay, bye.